Sport on RTE Radio 1.
8:38 and Darren Farrell has the sport. Darren, a big night in Champions League action.
It is indeed, Laura. Yeah, the Irish champions, both of them in action in the Champions League tonight. Shelburne's men trail Qarabag 3-0 ahead of their second leg in Baku. And then Athlone Town's women's team, they host Cardiff City in their qualifier. Let's look at the Shells game first. It's at 5 o'clock and while they're not giving up hope, they know it's a huge ask to turn this one around. Now, the champions of Azerbaijan have featured in the group stages of major European competitions in recent years, and JJ Lunney doesn't think the gap is as big as that scoreline maybe suggests. He feels the Irish sides need to be playing more this level to improve.
Yeah, I think obviously the more you play in these games, the better you're going to get. It's a shame really that we can't play against teams like that more throughout the season, because I think you're only going to improve playing against better players. The tempo of the game is a lot faster, but I think just the speed of their attack when you turn over the ball, the transition that they counter and stuff, that you're probably at your most vulnerable when we have the ball, because when you turn it over, they're nearly creating chance every time. And I think if you look at the second half and you're watching a game, you wouldn't have thought it was a 3-0 game, but how much we dominated possession and stuff. And it's those, that last 5-10 minutes where maybe a couple of turnovers and a bit sloppy or whatever, and they punish it. And I think they showed how clinical they can be.
Yeah, so that game is at 5. Then at 7:30, it's Athlone Town, who have home advantage against Cardiff City in their qualifier. There's a big incentive here for the Irish side, because if they win, they will play their second qualifier on home turf again at the weekend. So Athlone Town going really well again this season, top of the table. And they've been doing really well despite a very challenging time off the field, because the new owners have come in on board back in April, and manager Colin Fortune's been talking about those challenges and says it's become the norm for Irish football.
At the time, it was just a mental time. You know yourself, the press conferences called it, there was a takeover happening, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And, you know, we had meeting with people, you know, I'm taking over tomorrow, and all of a sudden they're gone out of town again, and we didn't know where we were going. There was wages not paid. There was, you know, there was food not provided. It was a messy, messy situation. But that all clubs go through this. This is not consigned to Athlone Town. This is across the League of Ireland. And it was a horrible time. And you're spot on with the resilience of the players, and the players to have the mental strength to kind of step away from it and keep the performances going and keep training hard and keep preparing for matches. And, you know, credit to them, because it's all on them. You know, they are where they are because of them. And I keep saying that to them, you know, enjoy this occasion coming up on Wednesday. You've earned the right to be here. So let's go and enjoy it, but please perform.
Yeah, maybe Cardiff slightly favourites, but I know Athlone Town, there's great confidence in this group of players, and it would be huge if they could pull off a famous victory this evening. Stephanie Zambra's first game in charge of Shamrock Rovers ended in a 7-1 win at home against Waterford there. One of the biggest races of the Galway Festival takes place later today at Ballybrit. It's the Tote Galway Play taking centre stage. Today's action underway at 5:05 again, and the features at 6:40. Live coverage on RTÉ2 and the player again. Jockey Josh Williamson has a big moment in his young career when he rides Zanahir for trainer Gordon Elliott. Williamson says he's been getting tips off Jack Kennedy, who rode the horse to third in last year's renewal.
Yeah, very big moment. Delighted to get the ride now, thanks to all the connections. And I should have a chance. He ran a cracker in it last year. He was third, only beaten a length. He's off the track since Cheltenham, so he should be fresh and well, and be hoping for a similar performance. Tight track, and he looked like he handled it last year. I'll be trying to get the tips off Jack, who rode him last year, but very excited.
Lara Gillespie finished third on stage 4 of the Tour de France Femme. She managed to get herself into a great position near the front of the peloton and just squeezed out of it in that sprint finish. The Olympic champion Daniel Whiffen will compete in the final of the 800 metre freestyle at the World Aquatic Championships in Singapore shortly after noon Irish time. This is a title he's defending. Unfortunately for him, doesn't bring great form into this final. Just scraped into it, in fact, and has been getting over a bout of appendicitis. So that was just about 4 or 5 weeks ago. So maybe not expecting goal, but let's hope he can have a good swim and see where that takes him. This morning, Ellen Walsh and Danielle Hill qualified for the semi-finals of the 200-metre butterfly and the 50-metre backstroke. Evan Bailey, who equaled the Irish record and progressed to the semi-finals of the 200-metres freestyle earlier this week, was back in the pool today in the 100-metre freestyle this morning. He was second in his heat, 49.52 seconds, just outside his best.
Yeah, it was it's a decent swim. Like, it wasn't anything special. It was 0.4 off my PB, but yeah, I just get in, swim that, and get the experience here. Just get some love under the belt. So next time I come back, I'll know exactly what to do. Not the best swim of my life, but the focus hasn't really been sprinting and the 100 free recently. The last few months being up at altitude and working more on my endurance and just build my aerobic capacity to fuel for that 200. So I'm not overly disappointed with that time for the 100, as wasn't really the main focus, but yeah, hopefully now I'm going to try building the speed in the next coming months and get that 100 better along with the 200, so I have multiple events to work on. So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Evan Bailey there for the Irish swimming team. That's another sport for now.